It's part of his plan to fight climate change. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The action President Biden will take in a few hours.
The biggest and most controversial component of the executive actions that President Biden will be signing today is a temporary suspension of new oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. Now, this is something that has received enormous pushback from Democrats in big drilling states like West Virginia and New Mexico.
Fox's Kristen Fisher at the White House. The president also wants to preserve more land and ocean areas and offer more clean energy to disadvantaged communities. Three more potential Biden cabinet members have Senate hearings. Nominees to lead energy and veterans affairs and the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. the day after Antony Blinken was confirmed as Secretary of State. He showed up for work a short time ago saying he needs to rebuild morale and trust.
This is a priority for me because we need a strong department for the United States to be strong in the world.
Now, the president has had his first conversation with Russia's leader, with a key treaty soon expiring. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has an update live.
Yesterday's call between President Biden and Russian President Putin included an agreement to extend the New START treaty. It's the last remaining nuclear arms control pact between the countries, and it's set to expire next week. The lower house of Russia's parliament okayed the extension, and members of the upper house say it's expected to follow suit, too. Now, the treaty limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers, along with on-site inspections to verify compliance, Dave.
Tanya, in Michigan, one of the men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to plead guilty to a conspiracy charge. Prosecutors say Ty Garvin will fully cooperate with investigators. Five others face federal charges. Eight more are charged in state court, accused of aiding the plot. America's listening to Fox News.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the new president, so much is happening in Washington. Now millions are turning to Newsmax TV, your trusted news source. They're going online to Newsmax.com for breaking news and downloading the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator or watch it free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
The sun is shining, but the temperatures are cool, and they really stay that way for the rest of the week. 62 the high today, some clouds tomorrow, 66. A few showers Friday, 62 the high. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KVLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, it's Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning we are going to talk about career and technical education. And so we have here with us S.J. Macias from STUDY. Good morning, S.J.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be here.
And Heidi Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Russ is over here saying, I thought you looked familiar. We stole his microphone today. We got too many people in the studio, so we had to steal his microphone. He may get a word in or two. We'll see. So let's start out a little bit. Tell everybody, just in case they don't know what STUDY is. I mean, I'm familiar. I come from a career in technical education background, but can you tell us a little bit more about what it is?
Absolutely. So we are one of 14 career and technical education districts here in the state of Arizona, and we're the only career and technical education district here in Yuma County.
All righty. And so, okay, career and technical education, because it's a pretty wide and all-encompassing kind of thing.
Yes. So they're career or industry-specific trainings and certifications. The curriculum is based on an industry specific, and then they have lab time where they get to exercise and elaborate what they learned in your tech area. So a classroom setting, your traditional classroom setting, and then they go to, let's say, in welding. They go from learning what's in the textbook to now they're outside practicing how to weld and the different fuels and the welding types. So that would be an example.
Okay, and then, so, you know, I was looking at the website last night, and so STUDY, you know, people think about career and technical education in a particular high school, but you're in all of them, and even if they're not in one of them, students can take classes, correct?
Correct. So each one of the high school districts here in Yuma, the Yuma Union High School District is one of our partners. So the high schools within the high school district offer CTE courses. And so STUDY as a CTE district, our objective is not to duplicate any CTE courses that already pre-exist within the Yuma Union High School District.
Right. Okay. So do they become part of STUDY, though? Like, let's say Yuma High School has, like, an automotive or an auto body or something like that. Do they become part of the STUDY program?
So STUDY funds that.
Okay.
So not necessarily... So. Indirectly, yes, but not directly.
Got it. Because I couldn't help but notice when I was looking that different high schools have different programs.
Yeah.
Not all of them are on the STUDY page. Sometimes if I went to, like, Yuma High School or something, mm-hmm. it would be something different. And
yeah.
So I was curious exactly how that worked.
Which works out really well because we're able to offer that much more to our students. For those that want to continue at their home school and within their regular academic schedule and still participate in after-school curricular activities or athleticism
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So they're able to do that within your regular 7 to 345 days.
Perfect. And then how would they, let's say, you know, I'm going to play 20 questions because I have a high schooler at home. So let's say they go to a charter school that doesn't happen to have the CTE programs, because a lot of the charter schools don't.
Correct.
How exactly would they be able to participate?
So that's when they would come to STUDY.
Okay.
So let me just go back a little bit, Kim, and clarify.
Sure.
On the Yuma Union High School, or Antelope for that matter. That's one of our partners as well.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, ASTIC. So those courses that they take at the home high school are considered a dual accreditation. Okay. They still get some college credits. Ours are directly in partnership with AWC,
mm-hmm.
plus the three that we offer there at our home campus. So those are a little bit different as far as the credits go. So to answer your question, for a charter student or a homeschooled or an online student, so we have those as well. And recently we had an inquiry from Yuma Catholic. So they would apply through the SETI website to complete their application, and then we would respond to them with the next enrollment processes. So they would be direct SETI students.
And, of course, on everybody's mind, so how is this affecting, you know, COVID, and are you virtual? Are you in? I mean, you know, it's hard to teach welding in, virtually, I have to tell you.
So it is. So we've had quite the challenge, and I'm sure Heidi's going to talk about that as well. But, you know, it's been quite, an obstacle for us to have to get really innovative and still comply with CDC and what the regulations are. So, for some classes, animation and coding, it worked out well.
Right.
And, yes, we are 100% virtual at this point. But with some of the courses that we offer out at AWC, if they can accommodate the CDC regulation, and so it turns out to number of students per square footage in the room and the amount of equipment. So the objective is that they don't have to share equipment, and that there's ample space in the classroom setting, so they can exercise the lab time and do it safely.
Got
so that
it.
They're able to do that. So welding is in person, and then they are hybrid every other Saturday.
Okay.
And then manufacturing is in person.
Okay.
And all my other courses out at AWC, they're hybrid or completely virtual, depending on what industry they're pursuing.
So now you've gotten me intrigued. What do they learn in manufacturing?
So manufacturing comes with part of the curriculum is AutoCAD. They will learn some engineering. They will learn the CNC, the molding of the machinery, electrical, some welding, which all encompasses what it is to install a machine to be able to assess, make sure that it's working and producing widgets, if you will, at the highest, most efficient, and minimal to no downtime.
Got it, because I'm kind of
all while gaining college credit.
Yeah, and I just realized this is an SJ.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Okay.
I'm like with your mask on, it's like throwing me off. I'm like, why is he's like pulling this up, and he's like, and I'm looking over, and I'm like looking back, and I'm looking over, and sorry.
A hair color is different.
Your hair color and your glasses, and that's all I can see. And I'm just like, I thought it was. Here. Your voice sounded right. Okay, there we go. Russ, you're throwing me off over here. Nobody can hear him. He said mission accomplished. But, and that's kind of interesting to me because, something people don't think about, they hear manufacturing, but, you know, my husband traveled the world with manufacturing. Making sure that the machines did widgets. It was actually the automotive industry, but he went to Mexico City and Barcelona to make sure that those machines were creating the widgets they were supposed to create. So things that people don't think about with these careers.
Absolutely, because they can become fabricators because they, in addition to, you know, the CNC and the molding and assessing, and they also have that drafting ability now, that skill set, they can just climb up that ladder and take it to the next level.
Perfect. And so I'm like, Russ is showing me different things, and so I'm just making sure that it's not time for a break quite yet. Okay. I'm like, I'm all distracted this morning. I 2 weeks in a row, you've gotten me all distracted now. So you're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at 1hourair.com.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Of
Eldorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with Eldorado Broadcasters.
Hey, it's Marcos. I've been working here for 4 years, and I love what my hobby turned into. Helping people get their business noticed and hearing how we have helped our clients is the best part of my job.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers. No employees were harmed in making this advertisement.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and hopefully I've gotten a little bit more organized over the break, although I'm not 100% sure. Again, we're here with SJ Macias, and we really are here with SJ. It's so hard with the masks these days, you know. It's like especially, you know, and I was talking on the break, I was thrown in with everybody. Most people, unfortunately, I haven't been able to meet in person. It's all on Zoom. And on Zoom, you do at least have the masks off. But SJ's in here. She's being great. But she's changed her hair. She's wearing glasses, and she's got a mask on. So maybe it's not
change it up these days.
And of course, we're here with Heidi as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so let's talk about a little bit more about the, you know, how does this? To me, I mean, I talked to my son, like I mentioned. I have a high schooler, and we kind of talked about how college. I shouldn't say college isn't for everybody. Learning is for everybody, depending on how they do it. And we told them that necessarily, we didn't tell them necessarily that you have to go to a college or a university, but you do have to learn a skill or a trade.
Correct.
And so what are you seeing? What are the positives that you're seeing with the study program? Because I'm sure there are lots.
There is. And I'm just going to share a couple of success stories that I brought with me. I'll share this one really quick from one of our new students that is taking the business management class. Abigail Navarro comes to us from her home school, Cibola High School, which is part of the Yuma Union High School District.
Mm-hmm.
And in her words, this is what she states. Even though I've been with Steady for a short amount of time, they have been a really big help to my education career. Since joining the program, I have been offered guidance and financial help when taking classes at AWC. This has allowed me to make significant progress on my certification that will benefit me by being able to enter the business field sooner while furthering my studies. Steady has been a great support system in helping me find courses that will work best for me and my academic goals. She completed the fall semester with a 3.85 GPA.
Wow.
So, and I have others, but it's just...
I want to hear all of them, because it's just so amazing when you hear from the students.
Right? Here, I'll share this one real quick.
Okay.
He's Andrew Quinn. He graduated from Cibola High School last year. He's in our third year drafting program. My experience as a study student was one of the best aspects of my high school life while in high school at Cibola. With the ability to progress into my chosen career field, I have felt that study was truly helpful with my concern and want to further into civil engineering. With the ability to be placed in a college setting early, it helped to prepare me for college and work. I would be required for a single class at that level. Not only has study set me up for success, they have also provided me with additional help for other school-related topics, like in my senior year with choosing classes for my freshman year in fall of this year, when I got help putting together my courses schedule. Overall, Steady has provided me with one of the best learning experiences that I will be able to apply in my career path. Completing fall semester with a 3.7 GPA at AWC. Andrew was also mentored last year before the COVID thing by Corp Engineering with Meredith Middle.
Wow, that's amazing. That's kind of one of the things I wish they had when I was back in high school, because I had math and English and I have Spanish. That's actually come in handy.
I'm sure Heidi and I had like home ec and. I don't know what they taught us how to make oatmeal. I think.
Yeah, I mean we didn't. We had home ec, but I didn't take it. You know, I was like, I already knew how to cook, so I was
woodwork.
Like, whatever.
I think we had woodwork.
We had woodworking and everything, but nothing really that helped me with a career. You know, down the road, whether it was through technical education or college bound, or it was all very much okay. Well, you have to have 3 years of history and 2 years of a foreign language and 4 years of English and. And I'm sure some of those things, don't get me wrong, did. I mean, clearly English, I mean, that's very useful. But I love the fact that these students now are able to start their career path
absolutely.
Early.
So they graduate, they have the potential to graduate and walk the line as a high school student with their high school diploma in conjunction with a certification in a specific trait and license, if it requires a state license.
Mm-hmm.
Like our medical assisting course, and some college credits. I've had some that get really aggressive that have actually been really close to their associates as well. And I believe that Miss Abigail will be really close. I also have a family. I have two set of twins, the Hogendorns, Thomas and Carter, and their brother Austin came through a couple of years ago as well. And so I have their success stories, their highlights, and what they feel they've gained out of study. But I also reached out to the parents,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to get the perspective from the parents as well. So I'm waiting on that one. And Tommy's already in the workforce field exercising his skills and qualifications. So just to be able to witness a complete wraparound,
mm-hmm.
that's a success in itself.
Yeah, that is. And then Heidi, I know just because I'm in the AVAC meeting, so we got some different, you know, moving mm-hmm. some study over a little bit. And so here in Yuma County, we've started hitting the junior high students as well.
Absolutely. You know, you were saying that in high school we didn't know what we wanted to do because we weren't prepared. We're finding out that we need to find out in middle school. We need to introduce in middle school mm-hmm. all of these programs.
I wish everybody could see Ross in here. We really do need cameras, Ross, because I wish everybody could see his face.
But, you know, once you introduce them in middle school, something is going to spark. And like, I want to pursue that. I want to find out a little more about that, or do not want anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And we're working on that. We're working on that progression. We have in our middle school's program, we're working on setting up a medical sciences program. You know, that's going to spark somebody in middle
mm-hmm.
school, and they're going to want to continue mm-hmm. on to study into the medical assisting program. And on up at AWC, they can go and get, you know, into the nursing program. So we're trying to bring this to our middle school students, and we have multiple programs going on right now in construction, culinary arts, IT, health sciences, we're starting that up.
Mm-hmm.
And just many programs where we can get out to these middle schoolers now and raise awareness, get their interest.
Heidi's grooming our pipeline.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, and in some ways, I kind of like the fact that we talked about what piqued their interest, but sometimes, you know, especially in middle school, you know, having a high schooler, sometimes it's easier to narrow down what they don't like. And so I like the fact that you put, you know, no, I want nothing to do with that. So he, you know, kind of figured out that he didn't like a lot of the things that well, mom and dad liked, apparently, but.
Absolutely. You know, my daughter, not going to be a teacher. Her older sister is a teacher. Not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the ed professions and early childhood development program at Gila Ridge High School. On track to go to college next year in education. And so, you know, it really can get them going, and
mm-hmm.
she has a direction, she has a path going as a freshman at fall.
Well, and that's great, because I have to tell you, I mean, I will admit that I couldn't decide what I wanted to be when I grew up, even once I got to college, and I changed my major 3 times, which is expensive and time-consuming, and... And, well, and Russ says he still doesn't know. Well, my dad is, like, 74 years old and still doesn't know, so what's that tell you? But, I mean, I think if I'd have had a path like this in junior high where I could have started doing some career exploration, and I really wish what I wanted to do was, I will tell you, when I was, my My dream job was to be a scientist dealing with level 4 viruses at the CDC, of all things. That was like...
You would have been great. Like, I know. We would have all been vaccinated right now.
Exactly. I'm like, I'd have had this vaccine out a year ago. No, I'm just kidding. And it's funny because that was... And since then, I still read up. It's crazy. I read things like the hot zone and Ebola is probably the one that I study the most, as crazy as that sounds, in my spare time. It's, you know, crazy. But I was afraid of the math. You know, I got into the math part of it, and they said, oh, well, you realize you go to medical school and everything, you're going to have to take calculus. And I really hadn't had any exposure to that, and I was afraid of it. And I kind of wonder if my career trajectory, not that I don't love the chamber, but and I love it here, and I love that it brought me to Yuma, but I wonder if my career trajectory would have been different had I had some of the exposure that you guys are providing for the kids today.
Kim, I just want to piggyback on that. So you said something that you said you were afraid of the calculus part.
Mm-hmm.
So you have identified that as part of the curriculum. What we found is that we look at transcripts that are provided to us,
mm-hmm.
right? So if we see that students are naturally inclined in certain areas, chances that they're going to do really well in certain CTE classes are higher.
Mm-hmm.
We are considered a school of choice, and you're going to see like all the coders together. You know, they mesh really well. They're in their element. You're going to see all the animators in, you know, hang out together, and so they have a specific characteristic within them that just allows them to soar when they're entering these CTE classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, just wanted to touch on that.
Well, and it's funny because I ended up taking calculus anyway. I got an A, so
he would have done well.
So it probably would have been okay. And you know, my son is in an online school, and right now the one class that he does need some hands-on help with is Algebra 2. And so that's mom. And so it's funny, all those years ago, I was afraid of it, and now I just look at it, and we're working on logarithms right now. And it's like, oh, you just do this, you know? But that's okay. And so that's, I think that when it becomes part of their interest,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of like, I was in charge of construction schools for a long time, and we never used the word, oh, you're learning geometry, but, you know, my bricklayers could lay up an arch, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of, do you find a lot of that as well?
Yes. To my point, it's just those students that do really well in math
mm-hmm.
will soar in coding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that ability to pick up the codes and just if they work independently is a huge plus. And so they're natural problem solvers.
Right.
And it goes back to the math core. So, yeah, that's just, it works like a glove.
So how did you get here?
I got here 27 years ago.
Okay.
Nothing to do with education. Came from ag industry,
okay.
working in human resource. So my experience is in HR.
Okay.
I'm a complete baby to education, so I'm still developing. It's been quite a transition, but the passion to work with students
mm-hmm.
and youth allowed me this opportunity.
And so I'm sure there's similarities and differences. What would you say is similar about working like with the HR field and different?
So right after HR, I went into workforce development and
mm-hmm.
kind of hand in hand, just allowing and creating and learning from, you know, the families. You know, what are the barriers? What are the pros? What are the cons? How do we alleviate those barriers? And how do we, what are their interests? And then creating a career path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whether it's getting a driver's license or whether it was getting a GED or post-education, whatever the case was. And then when I worked there, it allowed me to work with juvenile detention.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
so working with youth, and I was already a partner with the Yuma Union High School District. So that's the similarity, is that I moved right in and working with youth.
Perfect. And with that, it's already time for another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
personalized can a financial plan be when it's created by one of those robo-advisors?
Plugging in standard algorithm to calculate insurance need and future wealth of random human clients.
Robots don't know you. We do. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, getting to know you always comes first. Together, we'll create a financial plan based on your specific goals. Find a local Farm Bureau advisor at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. This is Kimberly Kale, Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. And Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And so at the Chamber, we do have still things going on. We, of course, have the Enjoy Local campaign that we talked about quite a bit last week. It is going live on Monday. And so local Yuma, localyuma.com is not up yet. I actually have seen the draft of it, though. It will be up by Monday. But basically, this is how it's going to work. If you shop or purchase a service or donate money to a participating business, so because it can be a nonprofit, you can upload your receipt to that website, and then we'll collect them all through February. And the beginning of the March, we're going to draw one of those receipts. And the winner will get a $100 gift card. And we're going to do that every month for the rest of the year through next January. So basically, we're just trying to remind everyone that our local businesses need your help. The pandemic has affected all of them differently. A few of them are actually doing better during this time, but a lot of them are hurting, especially, you know, a lot of retail and restaurants, hospitality. And so we just want to remind everyone that these are the heart of our community, and we want to encourage everyone to shop there. And then speaking of our businesses, we actually just had a great class yesterday from Arizona Retail Works, and we're actually going to start bringing our lunch and learns. They are virtual, of course, right now. Everything's virtual right now. But we are going to start doing lunch and learns monthly, at least through all this virtual time, just to make sure that we still have those touch points and that everyone's getting what they need, and that we can bring education to people, ways that they can keep their businesses going, because that's, of course, at the Chamber what we want to do. So yesterday's Lunch and Learn was great. It kind of talked about how to work with your employees during the pandemic and the different challenges that employees are facing and how employers can help. And so we actually are going to be partnering with them again in a few months and doing another Lunch and Learn. We are still also doing our virtual mixers. We don't have the date yet for the February 1, but we did bingo and beer a couple weeks ago, and that was a lot of fun. you know, we're talking about high schools and junior highs. That's probably not the but, but, you know, it's not all work and no play once you graduate. Absolutely. It's okay. This year we're looking at doing this month we're looking at doing a mixology class, especially for Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is coming up, maybe doing some New Orleans-themed drinks, trying to get beads out to everyone so that we can have our own Mardi Gras out here in Yuma. But we'll probably bring back bingo beer again in March and then kind of play it by ear, and hopefully we're going to start working our way out of this and doing things in person again. Good Morning Yuma is coming up. Our Good Morning Yuma in February is going to be a lot of fun. We're actually partnering with the Yuma Sun and doing the Yuma's Best Award. So stay tuned for that. And then in March, we're actually going to do our Chamber Awards that we ordinarily would have done with the annual dinner in January, but clearly that didn't happen. So our Member of the Year, Small Business Person of the Year, Athena Awards, all of that will be presented in March. So still doing a lot of things at the Chamber. Check out our news section on our website. That's where we keep most of the other businesses going on, such as new IRS rules for businesses. There is still PPP funding available, last I checked. So if you haven't gotten a PPP loan yet, Governor Ducey also yesterday just released another $1 million for restaurants to extend their premises. And we have information on how to apply for the $10,000 grants from that. So all of that is on yumachamber.org in our news section. But getting back to that, as businesses stay open, one of the things that they have to have is employees, and certainly study and then ABAC moving into study is going to bring us that pipeline, or at least we hope. So, S.A., we were kind of talking about the similarities and how that that leads to that. I guess my thought was human resources. It's kind of like, well, you have to bring people into these businesses. Mm-hmm. Now you're just bringing people into business programs. Is that
correct?
Fair?
It is. Yes.
And then the other thing we were kind of talking about a little bit is math. And math, like I mentioned, I will tell you, I graduated third in my high school class. So... but the fact that math was scary for me, I can't imagine somebody who is struggling in school and seeing these programs. Mm-hmm. How do these programs help with getting them through the core curriculum that they need?
So it's a passion. It really is, because they're focused on something that they enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
They can see themselves, they can forecast themselves in an employer. They have their mindset already on a specific employer, whether it be locally or we're trying to retain them here. But, you know, they have that already in the plan. And so, like I mentioned earlier, somebody that's good in math is naturally going to do well in coding.
Right.
And in drafting.
Right.
And in HVAC, because it's all, those are the common cores. So you're asking me, you know, well, how do we help them with math?
Mm-hmm.
It's embedded into the curriculum, and they get to exercise it.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of them, it just naturally clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? On top of what they're learning in their home schools, in their academics, their regular academics. But we've seen that what used to be a challenge for them just takes time, and it naturally goes away because they're now seeing it in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that Heidi's going to talk about that as well, you know, the core courses and how they benefit you with the CTE courses. But we've seen that what was a pain point for some of these students is no longer a pain point, because the interpretation or the analogy that they're able to see come through fruition in exercising the task of math. It just naturally clicks.
Right. And so, Heidi, that's what I saw. I mean, you know, I dealt with adults. Heidi knows this, and everybody, probably listeners at this point, know this. But I ran apprenticeship programs for a lot of years. And one of the things that I, you know, a lot of times people assume the apprentices, they came in and they didn't do well in school, and so they got really nervous about coming. And I'm like, no. You're highly intelligent. You need this hands-on, or you need to figure out how it works with what you're doing. And suddenly, you know, you start talking to them, can you add fractions? No. Like, okay, you can't add fractions. But if I tell you that I've got two boards, and one is, you know, 2 3/4 feet long, and the other one is 1.5 feet long, can you tell me how many it is? Yes. I'm like, well, you just added fractions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, County Superintendent Tom Tyree, he has a million anecdotes of situations where that is exactly true, especially in automotive. You know, it's like you've got these kids that have gone into the automotive program, and they maybe are labeled that don't do well in school or don't. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, to run that automotive program, to figure all of that out, they are smart. They do have to have that math background.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the programs. It's his new little pet project. If you've been on the golf course on a Sunday, he's probably asked you to sponsor a car. So we are going to...
Russ is raising his hand. Apparently he's asked Russ to sponsor a car.
Russ is sponsoring a car. We are rolling out an automotive program for our middle school next fall, and we'll be using RC cars. And working with these students and bringing in just the very basic, you know, very... entry-level automotive program, but it's going to spark their interest. They're going to realize the math they have to use, because they've got to do the torque and the everything and the transmission and all that with these little cars. And we're excited. We're excited about the program. We plan on having a race. There's a track out behind the Valley Aquatic Center.
Okay.
And all these cars are going to be sponsored. We're going to have a race. But the goal is to introduce to these students the different things that they need to learn to run these RC cars, And that is going to bring math to them and other aspects to them, and it'll spark interest. And well, that's our whole goal in ABET.
And Tom was showing me these little RC cars, and I know when they were in, because Tom was here a couple of months ago, and we were talking about ABET. And we were looking at these little RC cars, and I'm like, I don't want to sponsor an RC car. I want an RC car. But I can see how that would spark. I mean, I see that in my own child, where he, you know, some of the things, if I make him sit down and do a math lesson or an English lesson or something like that, it's a lot harder. But if I have him do something that is clearly, like, it's funny because he doesn't want to write an English paper. But if I make him, not make him, but if as part of his curriculum, he has to write a technical report on how to do, you know, a comparison between this aircraft and that aircraft, all of a sudden his English is fabulous.
Because it's their passion.
Right.
It's something that intrigues them. And so what I wanted to share or to add to what Heidi and you are saying, Kim, is so we're teaching them technical skills.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what our employers ask, and maybe you hear this from the chamber as well, is, well, what about the soft skills?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you teach them all these wonderful technical skills, and they have these certifications, and now they have these licenses, but they're soft skills. Well, these career and technical education courses, industry-specific, are naturally grooming those soft skills. Those soft skills are being exuded because it's a passion. So when you do something with a passion, you have a better attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're intrigued. You want to participate. You want to problem solve. You want to be that team player. You want to lead. You want to plan. So those natural these CTE courses they're going hand in hand with a career technical education aspect, your skill set,
mm-hmm.
and exuding that soft skill. So it's a win-win.
So with the RC cars, because see, now you've already, forget it. I've gone down that rabbit hole. I'm like, RC cars, I'm all, you know. So are they going to have to build them together, like, as a team to develop some of those soft skills?
Yes. And each school will have probably one class period. We're still in the development stages.
Right.
But they will be given, you know, 5-6 cars, and then you're going to have a group of kids that will be working on a car in each of the schools during that class period. We also, in addition, in the middle school, we have soft skill curriculum. We have partners with Jobs for the Future,
mm-hmm.
and we have full curriculum that include collaboration, communication, you know, teamwork, self-awareness, self-reliance. All of that curriculum exists and is available to every one of our middle school teachers
mm-hmm.
that wants to bring any of those lessons into their classroom. And I've given it to all of our CTE teachers that are in ABAC, but I would welcome any middle school teacher that wants to teach any of those soft skills lessons, I've got the curriculum.
And I was going to say, and Russ is probably dying, so how about public speaking? Is that, I'm like, Russ's passion, I'm like, I've been around him long enough to know. So how does it help them a little bit with their, I mean, because to me, that's a huge portion of my job. I mean, clearly I have to be comfortable speaking in numerous settings. Does that...
We don't have anything specific to public speaking, but it looks like we're going to have to bring in a guest speaker to some of our classrooms to talk about public speaking.
They have Toastmasters.
But we have communication, and a lot of things to really open it up at the middle school level and get them started.
Right. Well, and I'm sure that communication helps. If you're on a team, you have to be able mm-hmm. to communicate. Do they also then have to be able to communicate outside their team? I mean, how are they graded?
You know, you're jumping ahead. You and Tom.
I'm jumping ahead.
We're still developing this program.
Well, you know, Tom is one of the first people I met after I came to Yuma. That's probably maybe he rubbed off a little bit.
But there will be different things throughout the whole semester. And in addition to the racing curriculum, will be some of the soft skills curriculum. You know, you do have to work as a team, not just one person's car.
Right.
And so all of that will be introduced into this new curriculum that we're really excited about.
Perfect. And with that, it's already time for another break. I can talk CTE all day. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Distracted driving kills in Arizona. Life is more important than your phone's speed. Stop the distracted driving, Arizona, please. Sponsored by the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council and the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, aired in cooperation with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
And we are back in 560 KVLU. This is Chamber Chatter. And so we only have one segment left. Like I said, I can talk about CTE all day. That's my, you know, my background. That was clearly my passion. And so, Heidi, let's talk a little bit more about ABEC and the community share program that we, you know, we kind of talked in the break, and it's like, oh, we got to still talk about this. I don't want to leave it out. So,
absolutely. A little bit with COVID this year, we've had to spin and be a little bit different with our CTE classes, too. So we have, through our business partners, been able to send out kits to mm-hmm. our middle school teachers. They've been able to send those home to students. We did some great ag kits. Soil and seeds from different business partners, and then we've done some catapult kits for our construction kids. So that has been a lot of fun, and we've done that for our existing business partners. But we have something exciting coming to Yuma now, and it's called Community Share. And it's basically a place where teachers can go out and request information, and business partners can go out there and provide information. One of our business partners, Pilkington Construction, has created some videos for us this semester. That construction teachers were able to show in their classes. Things like that we're going to load to the Community Share platform. And any construction teacher at any time during the school year can go out, retrieve that, show that to that classroom. We no longer have to schedule a business partner to come in to the classroom. We still want to do that because we think it's very important for the students to interact with the business partners, to see hands-on things. But now we will have so much more information readily available to all of the middle school teachers through the Community Share platform. So we just want to get out there to the businesses in Yuma and say, hey, if you've got something that you want to share with middle schools, with teachers, with we want to get that information out to Community Share. So we're starting our launch towards the end of March, and we will you'll probably be hearing from me, businesses. And, so, and you can reach out to ABEC. Check out our ABEC Facebook page. As our students do projects, we load videos and other fun things to that Facebook page so you can be up to date on what the middle school kids are doing.
Well, and so can you give an example? Because, like, construction, I kind of understand, you know, I understand. But I can see a lot of businesses saying, well, I don't really know what I would even share. But can you give some examples? Like, I mean, I'm already thinking about automotive. You might, I mean, it might be, you know, you could show a video of someone actually working on a car and what they're doing, that kind of thing.
Well, and it can be, you know, goods and services, too. You know, we've got a school who has recently reclaimed their area where there used to be an industrial arts, and then that program went away, as mm-hmm. did in a lot of the schools.
Yeah.
Those are coming back. And so they've reclaimed that space, but that's going to need to be have supplies provided to them. They're going to need saws and hammers and all sorts of things. So you can even have business partners go out there and say, hey, you know, I'm willing to donate, 20 hammers and things like that. And teachers can go out and find that information. So the link to Community Share will be up and running fairly quickly. We'll make sure it's on the ABEC website, the ABEC Facebook page, and business partners can go out and look around and see that. But anything, videos, goods and services, anything that can be beneficial or helpful. You know, we're talking about doing a kitchen redo out at Castledome. We've got culinary business partners that you know, have something they want to donate. They're redoing something on their kitchen. They're revamping. Those are the types of things we're looking for just to raise the level of what we've got to offer our medical students for their learning.
And would you, what about things like, because I'm thinking like the retail sector and people, you know, people assume that they know the retail sector because they go shopping. not understanding the intricacies behind it of pricing and purchasing and knowing the demand for goods and even just the store displays themselves, understanding that there's an art and a science to it. Would something like that fit in anywhere in this?
Absolutely. We have multiple schools that are teaching a career exploration class. So I've talked specifically about ag and construction mm-hmm. and culinary. But we have classes that are career exploration that are truly exploring many careers. A lot of times the teachers will start the program and kind of, depending on the students they have that year, it might lead them down a different road.
Mm-hmm.
We had a teacher last year who her students were really excited about graphic arts. And so she did a whole, you know, she went through the books, went through the lessons, and then she did a whole segment. She reached out to somebody in the community who owned a graphics arts business, and they kind of helped her put together a little 9-week program, and she took her kids through that. So the career exploration can go any direction we want to go with the students. And teachers are kind of driving it on their interest, but I'm sure if they had information out there provided, mm-hmm. they could pull that down. And make sure that their students have that information.
So basically, I'm kind of looking at that as I have friends who are high school teachers who they have website. This is back in Illinois where I'm from, but they have a website where they can go and they can actually list things like I need. One of my friends, I mean, he's an English teacher, so you know, I need 10 copies of Moby Dick or something like that. I realize, and people donate then
absolutely
10 copies mm-hmm. of Moby Dick. So this kind of, do you envision this working the same way?
The community shares a platform to bring together the businesses and the teachers. And, you know, supply and demand. You know, not really demand, but need and supply. So we put out the need out there, and then we get that purpose.
Because that's what I was thinking with the 20 hammers or the mm-hmm. or the RC cars or the, you know, anything like that. If they wanted, the teachers can post that. But I guess my question is, if a business saw that they had something that might be useful, they could post that there as well, even if a teacher doesn't ask for it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe a teacher doesn't know they need it. We've all been to garage sales.
You know, I mean, that happens, or maybe it's not a matter of not knowing that they need it, but not knowing that it's out there.
Right. When they're going to need it.
Or when they're going to need it.
Or they can see that and they're like, oh, I could do some great lessons with that. Mm-hmm. And that can spark some lessons. And that's all we're trying to do is spark interest with these kids. Mm-hmm. So it could be anything can do that.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, career exploration is such a huge, it's so broad. I remember when my son in eighth grade took that test to see what he was interested in. Mm-hmm. And it was like, things I hadn't even thought of. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the teachers, same thing. I'm sure they've thought of it more than I have, but there's things out there. Certainly in eighth grade, I really hadn't thought about nonprofit membership organizations, I have to say.
Right. And we've provided some externships to our teachers this year where they met with a lot of businesses. And, you know, these businesses explained what they're looking for from entry-level students or coming in for jobs. And one of our great ones was an insurance company, and they did a great presentation, and they're like, no, we know none of your middle schoolers are thinking about careers in insurance. But they talked about, you know, the soft skills and the things that they were looking for that. And so you just don't know where these kids are going to end up. But all of these skills will be helpful for them.
Yeah, I have to say, you're right. I hadn't thought about that either, but I'm glad somebody does because, you know, I need insurance. And so is there anything else? I mean, like I said, I can talk about CPE all day. You know, it's hugely beneficial for the students. It's hugely beneficial for the schools. And it's hugely beneficial, I would say, you know, for the business community.
For the community, absolutely.
And so just kind of closing up, do you have any more really cool stories? But I love hearing from the sorry, that's just me and my passion.
Okay,
hearing from the kids.
I'll share Tommy Hoogendorn's really quick. He is in electrical class. He will be graduating from Gila Ridge High School, part of the Yuma Union High School District. My name is Thomas Hoogendorn. I prefer to be called Tommy. I am a student in the STEADY program. I am doing the electrical program that they have students to choose from. The program has switched what I wanted to be and to do in life and in my future. For example, I wanted to be a geologist when I started high school. And now I'm in the electrical trade. The people at Steady are great people and who help me with anything that is school-ready and career-related. Personally, I love being part of this program, and I hope more people will as well. He's 18 credits into his certification. I'd like to add that they are transferable college credits as well. So if these students want to further their education, they're going to be able to do that and transfer mm-hmm. those onto a university level, or if they decide to move, they can take those with them. So that's just something to add as well.
I would say keep that in mind. That's quite the switch going from geology to electrical.
Right. And he's the one that's in it, and his brother is in HVAC.
Okay.
So it's pretty amazing to see that complete wraparound. And when he comes in and he says, "Hey, Ms. SJ, who does your alarm system? You know, it needs to be upgraded." And it's awesome to see that he's able to carry on that customer service, not even knowing that he's doing it, because mm-hmm. he's doing what he likes and what he's learned. So that's awesome. And I love that we've partnered up with ABEC, and they're grooming our people for
the very near future. I love the fact. I see, my wheels are already turning, and I'm thinking, man, why didn't I have two boys and one going to electrical and one going to HVAC? I wouldn't have to call repairmen for hardly anything.
Right.
But it is great. I mean, who does your alarms? I mean, things about that. And to me, even with the schools, we did a lot of programs where the students helped work on things at the school safely, of course. But our construction companies were great about helping them get real life experience in that way. Is that something that they have opportunities to do as well?
Yeah, so I'll be working with those students, those year two or completing students, their second semester. I start actually February 1st with them. We'll do mock interviews, resume preparation, cover letters, introduction of internships. We'll do that as well. But I wanted to personally close on something. We started back in January 2014, and thanks to Superintendent Tom Tyree. So Tom saw the need, and he created a steering committee and the citizens here that valued CTE. And just to mention a few, Phil Thompson, Gear Admiral Bob, I'm going to mess up his last name, Sloanson, Tanya Hodges, and others as well, and our community partners, Chamber of Commerce, GYEDC, Yuma Regional Medical Center, and General Motors, just to mention a few.
Well, and that's, you know, if the Chamber of Commerce, one of the reasons that, you know, I clearly this is my passion, but even with the Chamber, clearly our businesses can't be successful without students coming through programs mm-hmm. like these that learn these skills. It saves so much time and training when you get them when they've already had good training, not you know, I kind of learned this on the side or whatever, where they're actually getting excellent, good training.
Certified training
and the soft skills. Mm-hmm. And I do like the fact that they're getting the resumes and so that they can get the jobs on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So employers, if you're listening and you want to give me a call and do some virtual internships or in person, if your business allows, give me a call, 366-5904.
And what is the website?
SteadyCTE.org.
So, and that's Steady, S-T-E-D-Y,
yes.
C-T-E.org. Well, thank you so much for coming this morning. It's been great learning about these programs. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.